Welcome back, everybody. This is the Battling Jesters. My name is Ed.
My name is Jess E.
And we are here to talk about some news articles that I have found on the web over this past week. Silly, ridiculous, funny things.
The kind of news that we need to get us through a week.
So we don't just go...
insane.
Yeah.
Batshit insane rather than the regular insane we are. Parental advisory, people. You see it when you click on it, so.
Anyway, so the first news article. 100 FedEx employees treated after a Chili Pepper leak.
Wait, the Chili Peppers have a new album already?
Yes, yes, that's exactly what I wanted to bring up. And they're in Memphis, Tennessee,
it's
too.
It's terrible. That's great.
Yeah. It's in Memphis. And what actually happened was a forklift punctured a barrel of concentrated chili peppers used to make pepper spray.
Oh! No!
Start crying.
So that stuff was just like, is that like airborne or was it just...
pepper spray concentrated.
Oh, so it was just shooting out.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Well, now they can all be police officers. Oh, ouch.
So, 100 of them, most affected were treated on the scene, but a 53-year-old man and a 23-year-old woman were taken to the hospital complaining of chest pains.
Ooh, so they just sucked it right up their nostrils.
Yeah. The peppers in the container were used to make the pepper spray exposed material. Capsaicin, it's an irritant.
Irritant. Oh,
it's not fatal. Obviously, it's not fatal. But.
Right. Wow. So that forklift driver's fired. Never going to drive a forklift again in his life.
At least at FedEx.
No, FedEx, UPS, or anyone else that calls. What'd you do at your last job? Oh, I was a forklift driver. Oh, why'd you leave that job? Well, kind of got some people sent to the hospital. Oh, okay. Next applicant.
So, yeah. That's
what happened to that guy? He punctured some...
He pepper sprayed the whole entire building.
Crowd control.
That's what you need for Red Hot Chili Peppers, right? Yeah. Crowd control.
Clearly, you definitely need crowd control for the Chili Peppers.
Their new album sucks, by the way.
They haven't been good in a long while.
Their new album takes bad to a new level.
When they got a new guitarist, like when they got What's-His-Face as a guitarist, Dave whatever...
He's not with them anymore.
Yeah, I know. But when they fired the last guitarist and got the new guitarist, that's when they started sucking.
They suck.
They've always sucked.
The reason they suck is because the singer is using autotune ridiculously now. And they're basically trying to use Flea as their main instrument.
Well, and Flea is their main instrument.
Yes, but the guitars still have to be good.
Not if you're Flea.
Have you listened to the new album?
No, and I don't want to.
Okay.
Alright.
I know what you're saying. I understand. But you have to hear it. So.
Okay, so the title of this one is just great.
Uh-oh.
Driver swerves to avoid moose. Instead hits bear.
Minnesota?
No.
Maine? Canada? Norway?
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be my favorite, yeah. I'm sure.
Norwegian driver... who swerved his car on a rural road. Yeah, let's say that a couple times.
Rural road.
Rural.
What's his name? Rural.
Road to avoid running into a moose, hit a bear instead. Authorities said on Thursday.
Say it again.
Yeah.
He swerved to avoid a moose and he hit a bear instead.
Yes. The
Blue Thunder.
The driver spotted the moose on a country road near Hanstad. 225 kilometers, 140 miles for us Americans.
Har.
North of Oslo. Around midnight. Around midnight. So I wonder what he was doing at midnight.
Well, I'm guessing it's easier to see a moose than a bear.
Clearly. I mean, and you.
To your truck, I'd rather hit a bear, too.
Yeah, I mean, the moose will kill you.
Yeah, the moose will destroy your truck, too.
The moose will kill you. It will come right through the.
Right, and right into the antlers.
Yeah.
The moose will get up unharmed. The bear will get killed.
Unfortunately, The bear's got internal injuries, and they're searching for it. It actually ran away.
Ha!
But they found traces of blood indicating internal injuries.
Oh,
so
that bear's dead.
The driver did escape safely with no damage.
What was the driver's name?
They didn't say his name.
Oh, come on.
I know.
He had a great Kiev.
Hasvin Susufan.
Yeah, Norway. His name was Eric Knutsen. You know, Kjellegard. Eric Kjellegard Kvaskavad.
Kill the bear. That's his name.
His name was Magnus Ver Magnussen. if that wasn't the greatest name ever.
Magnus killing bearness.
So I'm wondering, like, how streets look in backwoods Norway.
I'm betting like country roads anywhere.
And I can see that happening.
Yeah.
I could see maybe the bear was chasing the moose. Do bears hunt moose?
Could have been. I don't
think probably
so.
Probably not. Moose are pretty good at defending themselves.
Yeah.
So.
They're pretty big.
They were probably just feasting on something over there. And
the bear was right over here. The moose was over
there. I'm guessing the moose was in the road. Yeah. And the bear was probably by the side of the road.
Yeah.
And he took. Yeah. So that makes more sense.
Like, you see. Or the moose was coming about to cross the road. And he swerves away.
And the bear's on
the other side of the road.
Yeah.
Maybe the moose was charging the bear.
That makes sense, too. Because mooses, you don't want to mess with them. And I'm surprised more like schools don't use a moose as a mascot. People don't think of a moose as ferocious. Have you ever seen a moose before?
Yeah.
They're gigantic.
Yeah, they're majestic.
Their antlers are like trees.
20 feet wide.
Yes. Moose are scary, except for that they're from Canada. So.
And
nothing from Canada is scary.
Plural of moose is still moose.
Mooses.
No, yeah, it's still
no,
moose.
No, you're right. You're right. I said mooses, and I recant that. I just realized something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where it hit me in the face. I think it was when I was yelling about something. But on our last podcast, the one about the Olympics, we didn't have a single Kevin Smith reference.
Maybe not. So I'll
that's
just,
the first
I'll
podcast
add,
we've
I'll
ever
add 37
done.
37 into it. Just put 37 in.
That is the first. For those of you who have listened to all of our podcasts, it'd be cool if you like pointed them out. Like, oh yeah, there's the Kevin Smith, and we'll give you a prize. We'll find a prize for you. We'll find you some socks and some plastic wrap.
Maybe some lotion.
Put some lotion in the basket. Oh man. So, hey, lady, have you ever had your dick or your asshole licked by a fat guy in a trench coat?
Come back here.
The sign.
on the back of the bus.
No ticket. That's my all-time favorite Silent Bob line.
No ticket.
Because it's
Dogma.
Because it's great, because they throw the guys off the bus, and the dude's just sitting there like, what the hell? No ticket.
I think mine is honestly...
Please don't say Chasing Amy.
No.
Okay.
There's a lot of girls out in the world. Not many will bring you lasagna for lunch.
Yep. Go get her. Mm-hmm. Go get her. The original Silent Bob line from the first Clerks.
All right, so on to the next story.
I can't believe he missed the moose for a bear. That's a one-in-a-kind story right there.
Yeah.
Like, I can see, like, the puncturing.
Imagining
like, that
it.
Happens. But holy cow. Ah! Ah!
And then you clunk. Oh.
Yeah. Well, if you hit the moose, you don't clunk. You're at a dead stop. Because that moose will stand there and take that.
Well, he was still at a dead stop after the bear,
well,
I'm sure.
Probably. Okay, go on. Our next topic.
So this, I want to believe this happens in Pittsburgh because it just seems so stupid.
Oh, good.
Man steals pot from the police because it smelled so good.
How does that work out?
A man in Pennsylvania who was arrested Saturday.
There it is. It is in Pittsburgh. Where the dumb go to breed.
For allegedly stealing a bag of marijuana from a police station. Says he did it because he could resist the drug's aroma.
Were they burning the pot?
Police arrested him after he was there earlier at 8 p.m. on Saturday to offer information on another case. And he was giving out the information. During their conversation, they walked into a different room where there was weed sitting on a counter. After their conversation was done, the police officer, went back into that room and noticed the weed wasn't there. Looked around, questioned a bunch of the other cops in the area, and found out that none of them took it, so...
You're kidding!
Chased the guy outside the place and said, hey, what you do with the weed? He then promptly pulls it out of his pocket.
You're
and
kidding!
Hands it back. No, that's exactly what he did. held out his left hand and placed the bag of weed back in the officer's hand. The also
I am dumbfounded. Found
a pipe on him in his pocket.
So and maybe he thought he could get away with it.
Yeah, he's like, I just couldn't help myself. That bud smelled too good. I need to take it.
And they say marijuana is not a dangerous drug. That bike, that guy about got shot.
No, he didn't get shot. They just
he about got shot.
He wouldn't have got shot.
He should have been shot. There's maybe obviously with, nothing in his head, so it wouldn't have mattered. But.
Maybe with a stun gun to the face.
Don't tase me, bro. That's incredible.
I was just like,
You.
That's why I said it has to be Pittsburgh.
First of all, number one, you got some kahunas putting a weed pipe in your pocket and then going to the police station.
Walking into the cop station where there couldn't possibly be a canine. But
right. Don't you think they would like, and here's number two, don't you think they would check him before taking him back to like the evidence room?
No, they didn't even go into an evidence room. They just went into a questioning room.
Why was there weed on the counter in a questioning room?
Possibly from an earlier bust.
So this is partially fault for the police station.
Oh yeah, I'm going to totally the police station.
And some street cops are now working desk jobs because of that.
I mean, Harold and Kumar goes to White Castle where they just left the weed sitting on the table while the guys are arrested in that jail in the back.
No, that's too incompetent for me. I never in Columbus. We know it happened in Columbus. So, but. That's equally dumb, but I think this is a much different level.
Definitely happened in Pataskala.
In Pataskala, yeah, because Pataskala, I don't even know what the jail at Pataskala looks like, but when I think of Pataskala, I think of a jail with a sheriff sitting on a desk with his feet on the table, swinging the key around on his finger.
It's not at the jail, it's just at the police station itself.
Oh. Still, so, I'm just saying. That
guy walked into the police station.
I'm guessing this was some hick town police station.
Yeah.
Had to
like
be
I out. Said, Pittsburgh.
36 residents in the city.
Like I said, what Pittsburgh.
Does it have the city?
It's got to have says, the city. It just says Pennsylvania. And all these.
I'd love to know where you're getting these news from that aren't giving you any information.
The other one gave us exactly where he was at, 225 kilometers north of Oslo. So,
but they didn't give us his name. That would have been the fun part.
I think he probably kept his name out of it. I wouldn't want to be known as the guy.
I don't know. In America,
moose to hit a bear.
In America, that would be like a merit badge. Like, man, I missed a moose, but I hit the bear. And like, oh, you hit a bear? Well, I missed a moose. I hit a tree. Oh yeah, well I missed a moose. I hit an airplane.
I can just see that at a truck stop, them trying to one up each other on what they've hit. So.
Okay. Wow.
Have you ever been to a truck stop before?
I've been to plenty of truck stops.
Then you know I'm telling the
but
truth.
But I've never heard them talk like that.
Have you been to a truck stop in Pataskala?
Flying J's?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the place. Lord have mercy. I will never hire anyone with a Flying J on their resume if they think that's their hot spot to
they
hire.
They have Denny's in there now.
In the Flying J's?
Out there, yeah.
That tells you how bad Flying J is.
Denny's is amazing, sir.
Denny's is bottom five worst restaurants in the world.
Moons over my hammy with seasoned fries is the greatest breakfast sandwich ever made on the planet.
You couldn't pay me to eat at a Denny's unless
eggs,
it was the last place.
Scrambled egg with ham, Swiss and American cheese.
It sounds delicious, except for that it's
sourdough
made in Denny's.
Bread.
I used to make that at work all the time. Same sandwich.
It's called Moons Over My Hammy.
My hammy?
Hammy, yeah.
I used to call it delicious, but I would just use Swiss, though. Ham and Swiss on sourdough with over hard egg, but
Moons Over My Hammy is the greatest thing ever.
Anyways.
Perfect for 4 o'clock
Denny's
in the morning.
You have to be eating at 4 o'clock in the morning to eat at Denny's. Same with White Castle, same with Waffle House. Nah.
Anyway, back to the weed thing. He's been arraigned and will have to go to court on August 23rd. What? He didn't think he could possibly get in trouble for taking a little bit of weed.
I've got like my head on the table and
especially
I'm crying
since
from
he
laughing.
Stopped by to give the police a little
tip?
Bit of information.
I wonder what like the case that he was tipping on.
I know,
was.
Like it must have been a murder.
I seen this officer. I seen this. So you know the weed just looked too good, officer.
So I'm gonna take the weed.
So you know, for my payment. I figured it was good penance since I gave you that tip. It just looked so good, officer. I smoked wow. that weed. I had the pipe right there in my pocket, Your Honor, and I thought it would be a good idea to smoke the weed. You know, I just went through like a half an hour course on not being discriminatory, but I can guarantee you that's what this guy looks like. So, looks like and sounds like. And
you just talked. We talked the whole Olympics podcast about not being discriminatory.
Well, that's a little different.
You're gonna just make fun of.
There's
weed.
No way that. Someone straight in their mind who wasn't.
By the way, did you just?
You're right. No,
you probably didn't even read.
You're right.
That weed has now, or cannabinoids have been found to be able to cure cancers.
I saw that
without chemotherapy.
I saw that.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
If I ever get cancer, I'll consider it. I've never smoked weed before, and it's not on my list. So
fair enough.
I've never smoked anything. I don't want to smoke anything. It's just the idea of. Wrapping something up, setting up on fire, and then inhaling it. You want to talk about natural, not natural? That can't be natural. No way. That's just too weird for me. I'm sorry. No, thank you.
Okay.
Though I'm pyromania, so I mean, I'll burn everything. I probably won't burn
inhale
weed.
The smoke.
Well, weed is the worst smelling thing that I can think outside of hair.
Okay.
Outside of hair, weed is the worst smell.
Skin's pretty bad smell.
Skin, hair, and weed. I'd put weed probably at the top because skin and hair won't give me a headache.
I think tobacco is the worst smelling thing, but that's coming from an ex-smoker, too.
Right, that makes sense. You got one more for me? Did you save the best for last?
I think this is the best one.
Hit me.
The title, Man Drops Gun in Movie Theater, Shooting Himself in the Butt.
First of all, why the hell... Just go.
Please say a man.
I'm not even going to say it. Just go.
Please say a man accidentally shot himself in the buttocks at the Nevada movie theater during the showing of The Bourne Legacy, which it would have been so much better if it was Batman. But anyways, the moviegoers were
now the mental image hits me.
The moviegoer were at the Century 14 Theater Tuesday night when the gunshot rang out, receiving several phone calls reporting 7 to 8 shots. Police
one shot
in Sparks, Nevada dispatch units to as well as fire and medical crews to find out only one shot was fired by accident. Witnesses inside the theaters told the officer the gun fell from the man's pocket.
So somebody saw this?
Yeah. As he was adjusting himself in the seat, and it fired when it dropped to the floor, striking him in the butt. The 56-year-old man then reportedly stood up, apologized to those around him, and left the theater before the police arrived. He checked himself into a nearby VA hospital in Reno, where he was treated for his gunshot wound to his buttocks, according to the police report. His injury is considered to not be life-threatening. I bet he would have really liked gun control. Oh!
So he got up, apologized.
Walked out.
But,
and waited for the police to show up.
Bleeding.
Yeah.
Walked out of the movie theater. But limping. Limping. Number one. Got to be limping. Because that's...
It's in your butt.
It depends.
You may not be limping.
If it was in the middle, if it was square in the spanking spots, then no. But if it was outside of the spanking spot, then you're limping. Top or bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Top, it's going to hurt a whole lot more, too. But, okay, so limping out of a theater, blood has to be... I mean, I don't even care how big the round was. He's got to be bleeding. And it's got to be all over his... If that happened at Okay, I won't even say Easton. Let's use a small Starplex.
Marcus.
No, I'm thinking small, like a Starplex.
The Gahanna Theater.
Yeah, yeah, Stone Ridge. If that happened at Stone Ridge on, what did you say, 6 o'clock on a Tuesday?
8 p.m.
8 p.m. on a Tuesday, Bourne showing. So there's probably 30 people in there, tops 30 people. Gunshot.
That's what they actually said was 30 people.
Number one, gunshot. First of all, people would be rushing out, so I can understand the hysteria factor.
Nobody actually... there was no hysteria there.
So he got up, apologized, and walked out.
To the people
out.
Close to him that were, like, right close by, he said, sorry about that, I'll go wait for the police out front.
Walked out of the movie theater bleeding. There's no way he drove anywhere.
No. He waited for the police... And then
I thought you said he went to the hospital and checked himself in.
He waited for the police to show up. Then he went to the hospital. It actually said that at the...
So he stood outside bleeding.
Stood up, apologized, and to those around him, left the theater. Oh, I'm sorry. He did leave the theater and drove to the hospital.
He drove to the hospital with a bullet in his ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Best thing, he does have a valid permit to conceal carry.
Yep. Guess what? If he wanted to kill some people, what would they say?
Yeah, it would have been perfectly fine.
Yep. Because he had his concealed carry.
Yep.
And by the way, gun law, gun, no guns, whatever, there's that for you.
That's why I was saying.
There's that for you.
Gun control.
I have no stance on the issue because I don't really give a damn.
He wishes he had gun control.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, exactly. That just
debunks that right off the top. But that's unbelievable.
Yeah. Obviously, they're going to prosecute him because...
Because what? What did he do?
He fired a gun. Nevada law, anyone who negligently discharges or causes... a gun to be discharged in public is a misdemeanor.
Fair enough.
They are going to prosecute him for being an idiot.
He's not going to have a gun. And that's fair enough. Anybody who's in a theater with a gun and drops it.
It could have caused a panic.
I can understand. Yes, and that would be inciting hysteria or whatever they... whatever.
Which is actually a felony.
Yeah. And I was going to say, whatever jargon they want to put to that. I can understand why he has a gun in a theater, number one. Was it just in his pocket?
That's what it said.
No holster,
it fell out of his pocket.
So he was sitting whacking off the barn, and oh my god!
I bought the gun for protection at the theater
that makes sense. But
because clearly you need to have protection on you in a movie theater.
Well, I would be thinking of a different type of protection, but.
Plastic bag.
Hey, man. My girlfriend is the supervisor down at Easton. She will tell you it is very common.
Filthy.
Yeah, she's like, don't ever sit in the top seats just because.
Yeah, duh.
And I'm like, you don't have to tell me that. I know the floors are stickier up there. So the seats, too.
That's the point of those seats.
Right, right. And so...
We know these things.
I'm just trying to process this.
Shot himself. Number one, dumb enough to drop his gun.
The ass.
What is he wearing? Shorts? He must have been wearing shorts. Got the gun in his pocket like an idiot.
56-year-old man.
Wow. Gotta be military.
Probably. I mean, he's in.
Went to the VA hospital.
He's close to Reno, so yeah, he checked
gotta
himself
be military.
To a VA hospital.
Anybody military should not be that negligent with a gun, just because.
Anyone who's got a CCW should not be negligent
right,
with a
right.
gun.
Right, and I'm not saying he should have had a holster, but he should not be dropping it while sitting in a movie theater. I mean, to think that, and it was loaded without the safety on.
You got to have
without the safety on is what I'm getting at.
It may not have had a safety on it. We don't know what type of gun. It could have been like a small nose revolver,
right?
With
no, right? Just a single barrel.
Yeah.
That would have hurt like a motherfucker. What, a small nose revolver? Oh, my goodness.
38 special is nothing to mess with.
Ouch.
Those are the Saturday night specials, I believe, are what they're nicknamed in New York City.
So, sitting in a movie theater and all of a sudden a gunshot goes off. I'm just trying to imagine. I'd be like, what the fuck?
First thing, part of the movie?
Right. And then next thing is hit the floor.
Yeah.
Because you know there's people who are going to be screaming. So yeah. You got to hit the floor. I mean, you wouldn't be running out. No, you'd hit the floor.
You'd hit the floor, crawl out.
The person in me would be looking for the perpetrator.
Oh,
I know. Don't be a hero, but that's what I would do.
I would be looking, but only for... Okay, he's over there. I'm going the other. I'm going out the other exit.
Right, which is why they have exits in the front and the back of the theater, so you can get out in case of an emergency. Walk, don't run. I know.
They also
can you see everybody just single file? Oh, gunshot! Let's all single file walk out of here. that's what Kelly and I talk about. We're like, walk, don't run. Really? The theater is on fire, and you want us to walk out of here, huh? Okay.
Well, it's just over. Like, have you? I mean, the airplane. Manuals, when you go down to an airplane, all the people's faces are calm and cool and collected. Now, if the plane's on fire or going down, nobody, fuck you.
Nobody cool.
Nobody calm. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I just, wow.
Happened within a month of everything that we know about in Aurora. So,
well, at least it wasn't in Colorado for once.
But this one wasn't a shooting, so. Well, the shootings only happen in Colorado and Texas.
Right, and somebody tried to go to another movie theater with a
gun. Here in Ohio.
With a gun.
Actually, he went with multiple guns
and knives.
And knives in a bag.
Hello!
And that was here in Ohio.
Well, I mean.
Up in Cleveland area.
My thing, obviously, because that's where all the morons in Ohio live.
Cleveland and Cincinnati.
But okay, number one, a bag full of guns, maybe, but what are you going to do with some knives, man? Are you going to shoot people or are you going to stab them?
He was saying it was for his protection, so. He said it was for his protection.
How many guns do you need to protect yourself? Is this the Expendables?
Do you not understand what could happen in a movie theater?
Obviously not. I've obviously not been
with a automatic rifle that's going 100 bullets in a second.
Yeah, I understand. How many guns are you going to need to stop him?
As many.
How
as
much
I
ammunition
need.
Did he bring?
I need double. I need double
plus some knives. I'm a bull rusher once I run out of bullets.
Yeah.
No.
People are stupid.
People are strange.
No, they're just stupid.
People are strange.
Especially when it comes to their guns.
People are strange.
Because Obama's going to take them from you.
It's
it's getting close to the end of this podcast.
It's 4 months until we don't have to worry about Obama, so. Well, technically 7, but either way.
Well, we won't know until, what, November 3rd?
We won't know until like November 13th. It'll be too close to deal again. Getting a little tired of that. I'd be happy with a landslide victory. I don't care which one wins it as long as it's definite.
Well, Obama's was done
was.
In that one
it was.
Night.
You're right. So,
because people believed in change.
Do you see where that got you, America? We changed. We changed, all right.
Uh-huh. No, they believed in change. Now they just want that change in their pocket.
Right. I'd be happy with some change. No, I'd like some change, too, but it's going to be different change.
We'll get on to that topic at different
No, we won't.
A different time, not on recording.
I have retired from talking politics. My 2005 was the last year that I debated politics, and when I was in high school, I debated heavy on politics. Now I just don't, because it's dumb.
It sometimes loses friends and makes enemies.
I have no problem with that. I mean, you know me, I'll say whatever anyways, but... And that's why I like this gig, because I can say whatever, and if you want to say something else, go ahead and say it. Honestly, in life, if you want to say something to me, say it to my face, especially if you want to debate. So
The guns. Just getting shot in your ass has got to be awesome.
So which of those would be worse, the hitting a bear, getting shot in the ass, or getting arrested for trying to steal marijuana? Which do you think will have, like, the worst?
Well,
what was the first story?
The first one was the pepper spray.
Okay, so well that we know you'll be
nothing will
okay with
that,
in
yeah.
a week. So,
yeah. The bear one, that's not going to cause any problems to the guy. He's fine.
Fortunately, he only hit a bear.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
His truck's gone, though.
I mean, unless he was drunk driving, then he's all fucked.
Right.
But, yeah, the pot and the gun, I'm going to guess because it's Nevada and up by Reno area, he's going to get off pretty light.
Very, very, very light.
For...
I would say his concealed carry is suspended.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be gone. I think that'll actually not be suspended. It'll be
2-year probation.
Withdrawn from him, and you'll have to go through proper courses to get it again.
And then he'll have, like, community service.
So it'll be like, he'll end up spending $1,000.
Yep.
The pot one will probably have him a minimum of 60 days in jail suspended.
There's no way to appeal that, so he's going to jail either way. So.
No, it's minimum, it's 60 days in jail, but it'll be suspended, and he'll be on probation because it's probably his first offense.
I can't imagine someone that dumb being that his first offense. So, I mean, you say it, but oh, bro, this dude's got to have some sort
but
of...
But it smelled so good.
But I gave y'all a tab.
Oh, my God.
It smelled so good. I wanted some wheat.
I'm going to bed.
So those were the news articles of this week that were I found amusing, and it sounds like
Those are great stories.
I think Jesse had a good time with them.
Let us know what you think about our stories. If you come across a news story that you want to hear us talk about, facebook.com/thebattlingjestersnetwork, battlingjesters@gmail.com. Those are the two best ways to get a hold of us. You can look me up. You can look Ed up. You can find us. You can do whatever.
I do apologize that the Battling Jesters on Podomatic is still just eshield78.podomatic.com, but that's the easiest way to get it.
That's how Eddie picks up chicks.
Yeah. We're trying to figure out our own website, but...
Keep in mind we've only been doing this for 1 month.
No, month and a half.
Month and a half now,
yeah.
Keep in mind, we've only been doing this for a month and a half. We are sitting, I don't know if you watched our video, we are sitting at a fold-out table in a living room with a laptop, a mixer, two microphones, and a handful of cords.
And yet, so, this is what I want to do for fun. So
this is definitely fun.
Because we are the trend. We are the new trend. And that's it for the night, guys. Have a great night.
We love you all. Definitely please comment on our stuff. We do want to talk to you. We want to know you guys. We want feedback. What can we do to be better? What can we do to not be worse?
And give us topics to talk about. We'd be glad to talk about
this. I mean, by all means, trust me. I'm tired. Having 2 weeks off will give me a good chance to refresh. So
the only two things that we probably will never talk about, politics and religion.
Yeah, and don't even suggest either of them. Just don't.
It's just...
Don't you dare... don't suggest religion. I mean...
We are what we are. Yeah. We'll keep it that way to ourselves. It's that... Religion is like your penis. You keep it inside your pants.
Must be two different types of religion we're thinking about. I mean, well, anyways, we'll see you guys when we see you.
Like the Catholics who don't keep it in their pants.
We'll see you guys when we see you next. Thank you for always listening. Have a wonderful evening.
Good night, folks.
See you in your dreams. Oh, come back anytime. Bring your friends.